Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Scott. Ready for another one of these recording sessions we do together. I actually find them really fun to do.
They are fun to do. I always look forward to doing them, too. And they're fun and educational. Like, I learned so much, and I really do appreciate having the opportunity to work with you on this project. It's just great. So we've been talking about the five
forces of illness.
Of illness. And we've talked. What are the three that we've talked about so far now?
Well, we talked about the inflammation,
yeah,
the metabolism, and the oxidation, the oxidative stress, which would be the oxidative stress is how we're rusting on the inside.
Right.
The metabolism is how we're able to create energy, and the inflammation is how the tissue on the inside reacts to damage.
Right.
So this time I'd like to talk about detoxification or lacking detoxification or toxicity in general. Essentially, there is a constant battle between how fast toxins are coming in and how fast your body is able to get rid of them.
Right, right. So there, I assume that there's like two ways that toxins come into our body. One is because we live in an environment that's has a lot more pollution in it than it did, you know, 500 years ago, and also the different things that we eat. Is there
Absolutely.
Another way that we get toxins, or have I got, you know, kind of basically what we put in our mouth or what comes in through our skin?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. You know, there are two issues. One is the chemicals that didn't used to exist, the unnatural stuff, you know, the
right.
artificial coloring, flavoring, preservative, you know, the wonderful, fantastic inventions of the chemical and petroleum and pharmaceutical industries that didn't exist. You know, there's this huge issue about getting rid of toxins, and you can only get rid of toxins by washing them out. Either if they're fat-soluble, you need to have lecithin to emulsify them. If they're water-soluble, you just need good structured water to dissolve them and wash them out of the body.
Mm.
So, you know, the water-soluble things... what could that be? There isn't that much that's toxic. Well, you know, things like coffee, for instance. You drink a cup of coffee, you need to drink about 2 quarts of water to wash out the toxicity that created.
Oh, boy, that's a lot of water.
Yeah.
And that just does that. So
Right.
So people say about, you know, 8 glasses of water. Well, if that was true and you need 8 glasses of water a day, but you drink a cup of coffee, then you need like 12.
Double that, pretty close, yeah. So, you know, if you're drinking coffee like 4 cups a day, you're constantly supplying the body with more stuff than what it's able to get rid of, that it doesn't need and doesn't want. And so what does the body do with it? The body takes it and sequesters it. Sequestering means I shove it somewhere into a far corner where the body... vital functions do not interfere with it. And that is fat. Fat is the place where there's least blood circulation and least chance for it to get disturbed.
So what you're saying is the more toxic we are, the fatter we get.
Your body has to essentially take on and blow up more fat cells in order to keep holding on to all the toxins it's not able to get rid of. Yes, that's your larder.
Wow.
Yeah, so of course, you know, when you see the increase in people all around us that are just jiggly, blubbery, just expanding, and they can't get rid of it. I mean, these are people who do think they're eating well, they do try to exercise, but they're not getting ahead of it.
Right.
And the reason is that they're ingesting stuff that they don't even understand. You know, like the fast food industry is putting in preservatives and stimulants that simply are overwhelming the body's ability to detox.
It always gets back to eating like good raw fruits and vegetables, doesn't it?
Yep, it's the produce aisle, and it's the raw fresh meat aisle, and it's the well, the dairy aisle is compromised because of the pasteurization and homogenization, but that's pretty much it. You know, anything that's in the middle of the grocery store has got high value added to it, but unfortunately also a high level of toxins.
Right.
Yeah, that's you know, and then come these wonderful things like the dryer sheets, you know, with the artificial aroma that comes off of that, or the Glade electric, what are they called, fragrance generators.
Right.
That stuff is pure poison, not to everybody. You see, there's an issue that we need to discuss, which is genetic differences between people.
Yeah, because some people will be exposed to something and get very ill, and a lot of other people will be exposed to it and don't notice anything immediately. Maybe, you know, 20 years later there's a cumulative effect. But.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, like just the smells, for instance. Some people are sensitive to smells and others are not.
Right. So there's a genetic component to how sick people how quickly they experience sickness, maybe would be a better way of putting it, right?
That's right. Well, you know, like, for instance, my own body, about a quarter of the population is unable to detoxify mercury effectively. So when I had my 12 fillings installed back when I was 25, within a year, I was unwell. Within 2 years, I was sick. Within 3 years, I was a basket case. I mean,
wow.
It was awful. I mean, awful, awful, awful. I no longer was able to hold a job that involved physical activity. I was having to spend, piles of money on care just to stay afloat. I mean, I spent several weeks a year essentially a wheelchair cripple because my body fell apart thanks to the mercury poisoning that I caused myself by going into the dentist's office.
Right, right.
You know, this also happens with autism. You know, you have autistic kids there are so many stories. A perfectly normal, beautiful child, 18 months old, is brought to a doctor's office. They inject him with a vaccine, and within 10 days, the child is shot, gone, turned into an autistic nightmare. Now, it could have been the mercury that's used, or it could have been the toxins, like formaldehyde and who knows what else that's used for killing the living culture to turn it into the dead vaccine that's being injected. But all the same, there you have it, a system that's unable to detoxify turned into a total nightmare.
Yeah.
So there's your example of impaired detoxification. Now, fortunately, we do have some stuff that can deal with it. Free-form amino acids is something that is actually quite capable of working with both metal toxicity and even with the other toxins that the body has to help rebuild the damaged tissues.
Well, I guess that brings a question up for me, which is, like, what do you do to detox?
Yeah, excellent question. So if you have, let me say it differently. Number one, stop poisoning yourself. Figure out what's poisoning you and don't do it.
Okay.
Right? But second, okay, now that you are poisoned and many of us wake up only too late, oh my God, I'm poisoned. And you are. Now what? Well, there are the natural pathways, right?
Yeah.
The elimination through kidneys and urine, liver, and the intestinal tract through the skin. So one of the better ways that we have found is this ionic foot spa, which is able to drain your lymphatic system. Lymphatic system accumulates a lot of the toxic stuff in your feet. And so when you put your feet into a bath that's been changed electrically, all of a sudden the stuff that's in your feet wants to come out of there because the bath wants to balance out. Works great.
Right. Plus, your feet, I believe, has very large pores, so it can absorb and release a lot.
Yeah, that is correct. It works like that. Of course, we talked earlier about the Miracle 2 detoxifying baths, right?
Yeah.
Where you take the soap to lower the surface tension of the skin, then take the neutralizer, which essentially is alkalizing minerals, put it in the bath, and cause the osmotic pressure to draw acidic toxins out of the body.
So what I keep hearing consistently in our podcast is the right type of bath is really important for our health. And, of course, that just keeps reminding me of these well-known famous spas in Europe or hot springs in, like, say, in Banff or someplace like that that have always been known to have healing properties. And I guess because they're full of minerals and because, I mean, I can always think of detoxifying as, you know, taking something or sticking something in my mouth and whatever. And yet we can have a very gentle detox through the bath.
Absolutely. Yeah, that I agree. And you're right. And these are the alkalizing baths, you know, lots of magnesium, lots of sulfur, lots of, well, just high mineral content.
Right.
And when you have high mineral content water that you dunk yourself in, it will pull the minerals out of your body through the skin.
You're talking about the toxins.
Including the toxins. It's the unwanted stuff.
Right.
It will not deal with heavy metals, but it will deal with toxic minerals and, you know, the acidic metabolites of natural stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's useful. Yeah, at least once a week, you know. So ever since I got my ionic foot spa, I use it here. You know, once a week, I just sit myself down for half an hour and just drain the storage. It's great. Makes me feel much lighter. My wife's mother, 83-year-old, shows up here and says, "Hey guys, could you help me? I would like to get drained again." And she gets up and she says, "I feel so much lighter."
Right, right.
Then, well, she does.
All,
you know,
the metals out of the feet, we would feel lighter, wouldn't we?
Yes, indeed. So, you know, some people just will wonder, you mentioned the metals. Some people say, well, this is nonsense, you know, like, the dentists have been able to get away with it because it's 75% of the people don't get a problem.
Right.
But 25% do get horrendous problems. Or, the drug companies, too. Did you know that, for instance, you take one aspirin and you need to drink about a gallon of water to neutralize the effects of that?
No, I had no idea. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, one headache, two aspirin, 2 gallons of water before you wash out all of that. It's toxins. I mean, the drugs are essentially poisons. They are not natural food. You know, they do not grow on trees or meadows. So when you take it, you know, it of course does the action that's required in the body. You know, it will interrupt the neural transmission, stop the pain or stop the swelling or whatever it is that you do, but at a price. So if you want to actually repair and rejuvenate, you need to wash out all of the toxins. So you need to be drinking structured water. So there's the other aspect of the toxicity, and that's the natural metabolites of your body's process. You know, like your digestive system is processing the food, but if your digestive system is not functioning correctly, it's actually leaving stuff behind. It's sort of like your septic tank, where, you know, if you're putting stuff in your septic tank and the septic tank is not working right, it'll start stinking to high heaven.
That's right.
So now you need to find some way to correct the culture in the septic tank. And typically you would do it with microbes and with changing the pH of it. So this is impaired digestion that we're dealing with. You know, if your body is not able to deal with what you're eating, it's going to turn into toxins. You'll be, you know, you'll be stinking. Your feces when you go to the toilet will smell really awful. Your urine will smell strong and awful. Your skin when you sweat will smell awful. Those are all signs of impaired metabolism and impaired digestion.
And what about, you just, when you're talking about the skin and sweat, one of the questions I have is, like, if you've got, like, adult acne, or children,
yeah,
have acne as they're growing up, is,
yeah,
that a symptom of detoxifying?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a symptom of the body trying to get rid of toxins, and it just can't do it the natural way. Acne itself is always related to the liver and large intestine problems. If you would get the large intestine back in good order, and detoxify the liver, the acne's gone. Just gone.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So
yeah, it is good to know. So we can, you know, we can help people with that.
So if I wanted to detox my liver, what? I know we're going off on a little bit of a tangent here from where we wanted to go, but I'm kind of curious. What would I do to detox the liver?
Well, before I get to the liver, I'd like to suggest that you want to actually make room for all of the stuff in your intestine. So I would first do a colon cleanse.
Okay.
And I would do a digestive system restoration. So, you know, we for instance, have a product called Exula Strataflora, which we definitely recommend to people because, number one, if you've ever taken antibiotics in your life, you have killed off a lot of the good flora that's supposed to live in your gut. If you're drinking chlorinated water, you're killing off the good flora that's supposed to be living in your gut. I mean, logical, right? Why is the chlorine put in water? To kill
bacteria.
Well, so when you drink it, guess what? Anyway, so the Strataflora will help you restore the proper function in the digestive tract. And as that's making room, we actually stimulate the liver. We put silymarin in there. That's an extract of milk thistle. And that's a stimulant to the liver. And that's pushing that. So you could take the herbal route and stimulate the liver. There's also a very gentle external stimulation route. And that's done with, I have a mind block. One sec. Shish, it's not coming to me. Could you just put a marker up?
So what could we do to cleanse the liver?
Well, one of the gentlest ways to cleanse the liver is to use castor oil packs. You don't need to drink the oil. You actually just put it on externally. You would get yourself some decent castor oil. Most every pharmacy has that. And you would soak a hand cloth or paper towel in it, put it over your liver area, and then warm it up with either a hot water bottle or electric blanket.
Oh.
So you would use a saran wrap type of thing to wrap yourself with. You know, like put the oily thing on your liver directly on your skin.
Yeah.
And then saran wrap it so you don't mess up your clothes or whatever else you put over top of it, and then start warming it up. And that stuff just stimulates your liver beautifully.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I don't have to drink it.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, that stuff is awful for drinking. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, sure, people used to serve it to kids as to drink it, to purge everything. It would, of course. It's a rapid solution for constipation, right?
That's right. That's right. So that's interesting. You get a cloth or a paper towel, put it in castor oil, put it on your liver, and then warm it up.
Yeah. And, you know, as that oil goes in, it stimulates the liver function and causes it to cleanse.
Mm.
Yeah, simple, inexpensive, natural solution.
Yeah, and easy to do.
Indeed. So that's, you know, detoxification. We're talking about, there are so many different systems that you need to detoxify. Some people have a problem with kidneys and create kidney stones. Some people have problems with their liver and create gallstones. Some people have a problem with their pancreas and create diabetes. You know, there are different angles of what happens in the body that's just overwhelmed with toxicity. So we break down in different ways. But the essential problem is, are you able to stay ahead of the pollution that's coming in?
That's right, and that's the key, because we're not getting less polluting, I don't think.
No, fortunately not. No. So, what would I say? It's a common problem. Everybody should think about it. It's not at all innocent what you're ingesting in food you know, if you're not eating organic, if you're not eating, properly, carefully selected stuff, you're toxifying. You know, you're ingesting pollutants. Okay, so now that you know that you're doing it, you need to also find some ways to get rid of it.
That's right.
So if you're living a very toxic life, you need to probably do a lot of detoxifying baths. Maybe you need to own the ionic foot bath because you're living a very busy lifestyle with too much coffee.
Yeah, or if you're sitting in traffic all day, breathing in all those fumes.
Not good.
Not good. Yeah.
No, not good. Yeah, you need to move out, from the big city and live out where I am.
Well, that's why I really enjoy where I'm living, because I'm right beside a nice river and a park, and I get in there and I'm with the trees, and it's just another world.
Yes, I relate to it. I remember what you're talking about. I've driven there myself a number of times.
So we want to do what we can to detoxify. We want to stop putting stuff into our mouths that is basically poisonous, and poking ourselves with stuff that's basically poisonous.
Yep.
And being aware also of, you know, just because, like you, I think it's really interesting what you talked about, you know, vaccines and stuff, because I do know people that were perfectly fine before they had a vaccine and were very autistic after they had it, and the doctors wanted to give them more, right? Which
yes.
Just turned them right into a vegetable, I think.
Most likely.
But I think that those people are the people that are like the canary in the coal mine, right? They're showing us early signs, right? And I think somebody that's doesn't, you know, maybe show a reaction or autistic reaction to vaccines is, you know, maybe it won't show up for 20 years when it's compounded with everything else in our environment. I don't think it's a. I think it's a matter of it's going to happen. When it's not a matter of if it's going to happen, it's a matter of when it's going to happen.
Yeah, everybody has a threshold, you know, that proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back.
Right, right.
You know, like it, for me, it was when I was 25, I gave myself a dose of mercury and it totally broke me. For some people, they hit the wall at 35, others only at 60.
Yeah, or, well, I mean, we've all heard of someone that said, well, my dad smoked until he was 85 and he passed on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. But you know, there are some people who are simply endowed with a great eliminative system.
That's right.
You know, 25% of the population is genetically challenged. You know, I mean, I'm one of those. I don't detox well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have that problem. I know it now. I didn't know it then.
That's right.
You know, people who are like me, and there's really 25% of us here. If you're living in the American Northeast, where coal-burning plants are putting out tons and tons of mercury in the air, you're in a huge risk. You know, you compound it with eating high mercury content fish like tuna. You know, boom, there goes. If you're eating a lot of farmed salmon, boom, more mercury. I don't know where else to take it. You know, cadmium is another one. Cadmium is actually mostly ingested through smoking, cigarette smoking. Anyway, the good news is that there is a way to eliminate toxic metals.
That's right.
And, you know, the platinum plus amino acids that we have available, Dr. Vickery did some research on that and developed a product, and it's a wonderful way of getting rid of these metals when your body's not able to do it. Just as an example, we've had this 12-year-old kid who's autistic, just totally, you know, wasted, curled up in a corner, unable to function. We put him on 12 to 20 of these capsules a day. Within 2 weeks, he was in school, in class.
Wow.
Normal kid talking with people.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big part of our story is there's hope. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to mortgage your house to do any of these things, and you can feel a lot better, a lot healthier, and live longer.
You know, this is where the establishment, the pharmaceutical companies who are so invested in using poisons to cure or to at least treat in conditions,
yeah,
they are completely, completely focused on using toxic substances to in an attempt to change your health state. It's just so backwards. you know, anyway, and the establishment does not tell the parents of autistic kids that they don't have to have a $60,000 a year therapy session. All they need is about $100 a month of these things for about a year, and it's done. And yet, I've watched shows on television with parents of autistic kids saying, I've spent $200,000, or I had to give up my $100,000 career to stay home with my child because I just simply had to. And that's all unnecessary, absolutely unnecessary. If only we could get the news out. And we don't get the news out because the corporate-owned media out there is controlled by the interests of the pharmaceutical and chemical and petrochemical industries, who are the producers of these pollutants. They don't want you to know that you shouldn't be, you know, breathing the volatile fumes of gasoline and, you know, the exhaust and all of that. I mean, you already know it. It's just that they're hiding from you the fact just how bad it is.
Yeah, that's right. So you got to do your own research, do your own figuring out, and take advantage of people with knowledge like you've got, Martin.
Yeah, well, I got to it because I had to. I mean, I was I was lucky, right? I got sick about the time when I was already able to make decent amounts of money. So, you know, I was paid well in the career I was in. I was in corporate sales, and I was making oodles of money, and I was spending oodles on trying to figure out what to do with myself. So I tried dozens and dozens of different therapies. And finally, it dawned on me, it's not in chasing the symptoms. It's right. It's in the management of the cellular function. That's why functional medicine, or orthomolecular medicine, as it's called earlier days, is the only way to go. Holistic is, you see, a lot of people don't understand holistic. There are naturopaths and chiropractors that are symptom chasers, just as silly as the doctors that I'm making fun of. It's not what you practice, but how you're thinking about what you're doing. If you're looking for strategic solutions to the problem, you're on the right path. If you're only chasing the tactical issues, you know, it's the tack. That's a funny play on words. You know, the three tack problem. If you're sitting on three tacks, if you remove one tack, you're still got two tacks up your butt.
That's right.
So you need to actually take care of all three of them.
That's a good point.
So, you know, people go to a doctor who's been trained in singular diagnosis, singular thinking. And he says, well, if you have diabetes, we have to give you X, whatever, you know, insulin or such and such. Or if your thyroid's malfunctioning, we need to support you with thyroid hormones, like Synthroid. But that's not so. You know, diabetes is not caused by diabetes. It's caused by something else. If you go after the causes, and this is what this functional medicine is all about, if you go after the causes, you will understand cellular function at the cellular level, and you will fix it. And when you fix that, you have a body that essentially can run forever.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, longevity through detoxification. Of course, there are the five forces of illness, so toxicity is one of them.
There you go. So that I think is a good place to end this particular podcast episode, Martin. And I just want to thank you very much for sharing your passion and your information with us. It's just been very enlightening for me, and I'm sure for all of our guests.
Yeah, I'm sorry it was such a dark mood thing today, but toxicity is that sort of a thing.
It is kind of a heavy metal topic, isn't it?
The puns just keep piling on.
They do. So you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast, and get out there and detoxify, and we're working on restoring vitality to you and to the planet, and detoxification is one of those five things that you got to pay attention to. And if you've got any questions for Martin, you can get him at
1-866-543-3388.
Yeah, and you know what? He answers the phone. You don't necessarily, I mean, if he's on the phone, you'll get an answering machine, but it's not like, you know, you'll be in. Have you ever phoned some company, Martin, and they said, you know, push one, and then push two, and then push three, and push four, and the next thing you know, you're totally lost in voicemail hell?
Yeah, we're not one of those.
We're not. You're not one of those. So
we're still small. Well, you know what? In 2 years, God willing, you won't be able to get to me on the first try, but right now, you can get me.
That's right. And if you want more information about anything that we've talked about, you can head over to www.life-enthusiast.com. There's hundreds and hundreds of pages of articles on everything to do with health and the natural ways that you can you can have a healthy life and lifestyle. And if you'd like to listen to previous episodes of our podcast, you can go over to www.lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. They're all archived there for you. And feel free to leave a comment or a question, and we'll do our best to answer them in future podcasts. Let us know what you think, and before I forget, if you've gotten any value at all out of this podcast or any of our previous podcasts, please tell your friends, because we appreciate the support.
And we need it, because,
right.
You know,
we've got to get the word out.
This research does cost money, and nothing's free.
Although our podcast is.
There is a price. I pay it.
Yes, and I do too. Yeah, that's right. You pay the price. Forgot about that. All right, everybody. Till next time, you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. And I'm Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. And see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, folks.